It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Now, when he heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he went and dwelt in Capernaum by the sea. The city of Capernaum was located on the west shore of the beautiful Sea of Galilee, about 2.5 miles south of where the Jordan River enters the lake. It was the adopted home of Jesus. He went to Capernaum following his rejection at the synagogue in Nazareth at the beginning of his public ministry. Capernaum was a teeming city of about 50,000 population. It was located on a main highway running from Damascus to Jerusalem. Quite possibly, the Apostle Paul passed through the city prior to his experience on the way to Damascus. In all probability, there was a Roman military post located at Capernaum, a theory enhanced considerably by the experience Jesus had with the Roman centurion, an officer with 100 men under his command, concerning the centurion's slave. Many are the experiences of Jesus related to Capernaum, which the Gospels reveal. It was here that Jesus called his first disciples, Peter and Andrew, two brothers of contrasting personalities, and James and John, also brothers and possibly partners with Peter and Andrew in the fishing business, were called by Jesus in this area. It was here also that Jesus called Matthew the tax collector to discipleship. Quite possibly, Matthew had paid more than $20,000 for the right to tax in Capernaum. It was no small sum to give up in order to follow Christ. It was here in Capernaum that Jesus touched the hand of Peter's mother-in-law as she lay ill. The touch was followed by a loss of fever, and the lady arose and began to wait on her honored guest. The fame of Jesus grew rapidly in and around Capernaum. Crowds flocked to see and hear this one who taught with authority and healed those who were sick. Once, while Jesus was teaching and preaching in a house in the city, four men brought their paralyzed friend to Jesus to be healed. Unable to get into the house through the door, they carried their friend up the outside stairs to the roof. There they made a hole and lowered their friend down into the room where Jesus was. He was so impressed because of the persistent faith of the four men and had such great compassion for the paralyzed man that he healed him. Very little remains of Capernaum today. Visitors can get only a thought of what the city must have been like in the days of Jesus from what the excavators have found. Possibly the best preserved structure is that of a second century synagogue. Many believe these ruins are on the site of the synagogue where Jesus taught. A house excavated a short distance from that synagogue is thought to be, by some, the home of Peter. It is a possibility. Capernaum was a city on the western shore of the Sea of Galilee. It was also the place where many were healed by Christ, and many chose to follow him. In that respect, there are Capernaums located around the world.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.